you guys do everything right, you just don't make enough shots. I have to mitigate my competitiveness with a recognition that if we do everything we can and we just aren't quite good enough to make enough shots, we're going to live with that because we've absolutely maximized what we can do on a given night. But the nice thing is, in the region we play, where I say we're in the high school division, every team in the North region, it's just regular high school teams with regular high school dudes that go to that regular high school. No influx of AAU kids, no recruiting. So it's an apples to apples thing. And you know what? If we're good enough to get by like an Evans or a Coe or Lake Brantley, the three teams with us that are the best teams in our district, go on and look outside of our district to a university high school, a Seminole, a Boone, who are all playing very well, we can play with these people. We can compete with these people. And so it's about continuing to minimize self-inflicted wounds at either end of the floor and trying to just, when we're really good, we make the game difficult for our opponents. We make it hard for them to score, hard for them to create tempo, hard for them to get into a rhythm. And when we do that, we're a really dangerous team that people don't want to play. And those things are not aesthetic. You know, it'd be a lot easier if you just roll the balls out, you know, knocking it down 60% every night, and I could sit there and be a lot more relaxed. But our kids have embraced the fact that what we do is hard work. The way we have to play requires a lot of effort and a lot of desire. And they're trying to do that for me. And isn't it the end of the day your job to just squeeze every drop out of that orange as you can? And I think our kids are doing that, and I'm awfully proud of them for that. And that's in comparison to a team last year that I thought let go of the rope and did not compete commensurate to what we do here. This team has done that, and I'm awfully proud of
them. We're glad you're joining us on Blue Darter Sports Central. We're highlighting a popular Blue Darter basketball tonight, and we're coming to you from Frogger's Grill and Bar in Apopka. Right now we're speaking with men's head basketball coach Scott Williams. Later in our program, we're going to speak to some players. In fact, we're going to speak to the seniors, because a major focus of tonight's program is to highlight seniors, with senior night coming up next week. We're also talking about four-game regular season gauntlet as we enter the postseason, and we'll talk about the upcoming district tournament as well. Before we go back to Coach Scott Williams, I want to go back to Eggy. And first of all, Eggy, I want to thank you for, you know, being such a wonderful host. This is one of several shows we've done at Frogger's over the last several months, and I want to thank you for you know, supplying such a great venue for us.
Thank you.
And what would you like to want people to know that haven't been to Frogger's possibly about Frogger's?
Well, we've been here for a while, 30 years actually, but in this location about 16 years. We're family-oriented, and we love our daughters. Definitely love our daughters, no matter what sport they play.
And it looks like you're being called away for a moment.
Got to get to work. Busy man.
Yes, sir.
But thank you guys for having me.
He's
got to
go back to the kitchen.
But thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Now, pick it up from shared.
You know what it's worth saying? People that don't understand Apopka won't understand this. They won't understand Frogger's saying, come on in, we want to do this stuff. They won't understand a community that has so much pride in every aspect of Apopka High School. It's a special place. It continues to be. Of course, you know that. For anybody that listens to this, it's an incredible place for your families, for your children. I'm blessed to be here, and tonight's just another example of that.
Well, thank you for mentioning that, and it's so true. And the way I would describe Frogger's, it's the epitome of your local neighborhood sports bar.
Yep,
absolutely. Your local neighborhood place to hang out. Yeah. And one other thing, you pick it up with what you just said as well, an example that he had to leave before we got started, but talking about the history and tradition, which is a big part of all Apopka sports, Warren Lockaby was here earlier, and Warren was an all-conference player on some of our one of our greatest teams in 1971. In fact, they made it all the way to the regional final under Coach Galen Ward and won the Orange Belt Conference and Orange Belt Conference Tournament Championship as well as the district championship that we're. And so anyway, that's just an example of, people that come back that want to support. Here's a guy that played in the 1970s. Yep. He wanted to be here tonight to support the 2023-2024 team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hearing names that I connect to during the COVID summer, I made an investment in researching the history of our basketball program, and so I hear that name, and all of a sudden it clicks. Oh, yeah, really good player. I couldn't place a year till he said when we talked. It makes me think about John Peary. John helped me with some things and was very encouraging and loved what I did as well. And, I'm really proud that I feel like for the first time in a long time, Apopka basketball has a relevance in terms of high quality that hasn't existed. You know, the last one district title before we got here since 1979. So there was a long drought of a lack of high-level excellence. And I'm just I'm really proud to be a part of a group of coaches and now 9 years' worth of young men that, we're going to leave this year feeling frustrated we didn't do more, but yet here we are again knocking on the door of the state playoffs because we expect that's what we do. And I like the fact that we're creating that mindset, and that's a really special thing, I think, here in Apopka.
And on those, one more note along those lines, Warren's brother Greg was a Blue Darter basketball alum as well. I was hoping he could be here, and Warren was too, because Greg had the distinction, shall we say, of being the man that guarded Daryl Dawkins back when we played Evans back in the day. Now, of course, recent followers of Central Florida basketball know that Evans is always a very talented team. Well that goes back a long way.
Yes,
Evans
does.
Has had talented basketball teams for a long, long time.
Yes. Yeah, and it's great. I love competing against Evans. It's always intense. And you know what's interesting? I've always found in the entire time I've been here, it's a rivalry born out of great respect. And so there are some folks, it's like it's kind of contentious, and there's a lot of respect between our programs. They're really good. We're really good. It's always it's always a little bit of a slobber knocker. We get together with them because they get after it as well.
Friends, Coach Scott Williams, Apopka Blue Darter men's head basketball coach, in an interview recorded recently at Frogger's Grill and Bar, Apopka. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll be right back with some more updates. And then a little bit later, we look forward to being shifting focus from basketball to baseball. We look forward to being joined by Apopka Blue Darter head baseball coach, Coach Bobby Brewer, on Blue Darter Sports Central. You're listening to Blue Darter Sports Central, sponsored by Frogger's Grill and Bar and by Shelley's Environmental Services. Shelley's, locally owned and environmentally friendly. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's Blue Darter Sports Central. You're listening to a special Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams. Brought to you by Frogger's Grill and Bar. Before or after the game with the freshest food in town. Apopka, Altamont Springs, Oviedo, and Mount Dora. Shelley's Environmental Services. Locally owned septic and environmental service. They're there when you need them. Community Health Center. Healthcare for the whole family. Florida Door Solutions. Central Florida's number one for garage door design and repair. And Seabreeze Pool Service. Honesty, integrity, and quality. Call them today. Don't go away. More great sports talk coming up with Roger Franklin Williams and Blue Darter Sports Central.
Hi, it's me again. Does your garage door still have the blues? Making those late night noises? Won't shut when you back out, no matter how many times you try? Well, it's time to get rid of those garage door blues with Florida Door Solutions. They fix, repair, replace, install, create, design, and upgrade garage doors and garage door openers. Garage doors don't like to have the blues. You need to call Florida Door Solutions. They can upgrade your garage door with the latest state-of-the-art system from LiftMaster with the exclusive gateway accessory. Call Florida Door Solutions at 866-FLA-DOOR. Florida Door Solutions has the reputation for doing the job right the first time, every time. They're Central Florida's headquarters for the best garage door and entry gate products from Clopay, Overhead Door, LiftMaster, and more. Don't leave that shiny new SUV sitting out in the driveway. And besides, we know who's driving that SUV. Score some points and get rid of those garage door blues with Florida Door Solutions. That's 866-FLA-DOOR. Or take a tour online at fladoor.com.
When you need a pool service company in Orange, Seminole, or Lake Counties, you can count on the skilled professional team at Seabreeze Pools. Seabreeze Pools offers a wide range of pool services, including pool repairs, remodels, and pool maintenance. In fact, Seabreeze Pools has all of your pool solutions in one place. And Seabreeze Pools is veteran-owned. Find out more at seabreezepool.com. That's seabreezepool.com. Honesty, integrity, quality. Seabreeze Pools.
Frogger's Grill and Bar is the place to be before and after the game or anytime. For Frogger's Neighborhood Atmosphere, featuring fresh, never frozen Black Angus burgers and wings, including Frogger's famous hand-breaded boneless wings. Frogger's has been your scratch kitchen since 1987. Frogger's Grill and Bar, everywhere you are, in Apopka, Oviedo, Altamont Springs, and Mount Dora. Your local neighborhood grill and bar. Your headquarters for March Madness, Orlando Magic, and Major League Baseball. Not a bad seat in the house, the best burgers, and more TVs than ever. Frogger's. Since 1972, Community Health Centers has been providing quality and affordable health care for Central Florida, offering pediatrics, family medicine, OBGYN, dental, and pharmacy. And they are here to be the medical and dental home for you and your entire family. For your convenience, Community Health Centers even offers Saturday and evening hours. Community Health Centers accepts Medicaid, Medicare, private insurances, and offers a sliding discount program based on family size and income. Visit them at chcfl.org for more information. That's chcfl.org.
I'm Michael Easton with Fellowship Financial Group. Don't let too much of the year fly by without making sure you have a financial plan to get you through retirement. Chat with us live right now at fellowshipfinancial.com. That's fellowshipfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered by Fellowship Investment Advisors, a registered investment advisor.
Navigate the healthcare process like never before.
It's Healthcare Now with Dr. Mark
and Larry Jones.
Join us at 7 o'clock Thursday evenings
for a great discussion on all things healthcare.
Healthcare Now, Thursday nights at 7, and now Healthcare Now Extra, Saturdays at 11 a.m. Only here on The Answer.
It's Blue Darter Sports Central. Now, here's Roger.
Friends, welcome back to Blue Darter Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams, the program that brings you uplifting stories of achievement by Apopka High School ballplayers, coaches, and alumni. It's all brought to you by Frogger's Grill and Bar. Frogger's, hopping with food and fun. And by Community Health Centers. Community Health Centers have been providing quality, affordable health care to the citizens of Central Florida for over 50 years, now with 15 locations throughout Central Florida. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with Coach Scott Williams, head basketball coach of Apopka Blue Darter men's basketball. As we said earlier, to bring you up to date, the Blue Darters fell last night at University and in the postseason tournament, and that will actually end our season. But it was an excellent season. We heard a lot of insights about it from Coach Scott Williams, a season with a very, very young team and a team that really had a lot of grit based on fundamental play, hustle, great defense. And I know that Coach Williams, even as you heard, feels very good about what the team was able to accomplish this season, and especially in regards to setting the table for next year with a lot of players hopefully returning. Also want to give you this update on Blue Darter girls basketball. Girls basketball actually made it to the district championship game versus Ocoee. However, earlier this week they fell in that game
to Ocoee by a score of 51-24. So their season has ended as well. Of course, we're in that time right now where we're making that transition in high school sports throughout the state of Florida from winter sports to spring sports. And speaking of spring sports, we'll be talking about Blue Darter baseball here in just a few minutes. This is going to be a short segment. We're going to take a break in just a few minutes. And when we come back, we're going to speak with head baseball coach, Coach Bobby Brewer of Blue Darter Baseball. Also want to give you this update on Apopka Blue Darter softball. Softball right now is competing in preseason games, and they defeated Ocoee 6-0 in the first game of the 2024 preseason. Of course, we're going to keep a very close eye on Blue Darter softball this season as well. And also, but before we go to that break, of course, I want to thank the great people at Froggers for their support. And we had a great time. We've had a wonderful time at all of our remote broadcasts from Froggers, some of which have been truly historic. And I'm talking about specifically the Sammy Smith book signing event at Froggers back in August. Also, the tribute to John Perry program at Froggers, which we did in December as well. So Froggers is a great place to hang out. It's a great location, and I encourage you to visit there often, especially if you haven't been there before. Of course, one thing I want to say about Froggers before we go to that break is that unlike many places you go out, especially sports bars, even some good ones, and neighborhood bars and grills, The food is outstanding. Froggers takes great pride in their food. Everything is made from scratch, hand-crafted burgers made fresh every single time. Their wings, which are outstanding, are all hand-breaded. All of their selections, all their food is never frozen, always made from scratch. And that's something that is a nice treat those of us who like to go out from time to time. And enjoy a game, and then also hopefully have a nice meal, which isn't always the case, but it is at Froggers. I'm going to take that break right now. When we come back, we'll be joined by Coach Bobby Brewer, head baseball coach at Apopka. Before we go to break, of course, I want to remind you, Blue Darter Sports Central is brought to you by Froggers Grill and Bar. Froggers is hopping with food and fun, and you can visit their locations in Apopka, Altamont Springs, Mount Dora, and Oviedo, and by Seabreeze Pools. Honesty, integrity, quality. Seabreeze Pools. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
You're listening to a special Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams. Brought to you by Froggers Grill and Bar. Before or after the game with the freshest food in town. Apopka, Altamont Springs, Oviedo, and Mount Dora. Shelley's Environmental Services. Locally owned septic and environmental service. They're there when you need them. Community Health Center. Healthcare for the whole family. Florida Door Solutions. Central Florida's number one for garage door design and repair. And Seabreeze Pool Service. Honesty, integrity, and quality. Call them today. Don't go away. More great sports talk coming up with Roger Franklin Williams and Blue Darter Sports Central. Since 1972, Community Health Centers has been providing quality and affordable health care for Central Florida, offering pediatrics, family medicine, OBGYN, dental, and pharmacy. And they are here to be the medical and dental home for you and your entire family. For your convenience, Community Health Centers even offers Saturday and evening hours. Community Health Centers accepts Medicaid, Medicare, private insurances, and offers a sliding discount program based on family size and income. Visit them at chcfl.org. For more information, that's chcfl.org.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, The IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
Why are people saying hoo-yay to Jackson Hewitt? When you switch to Jackson Hewitt, they will beat what you paid last year on tax prep. Even if you filed online, proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
If you had a reason to be here, that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Five. Dr. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to follow me on a cruise to Alaska this 4th of July weekend. It will be the adventure of a lifetime. Reserve your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or patriotsalaskacruise.com.
It's Blue Darter Sports Central. Now, here's Roger.
Friends, welcome back and happy Friday. Welcome back to Blue Darter Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams. It's great to be with you as we usher in another wonderful weekend throughout Central Florida. Hope you're enjoying the program. That great conversation with Coach Scott Williams, head men's basketball coach at Apopka. Just a moment, we're going to be joined by Coach Bobby Brewer. He's the head baseball coach at Apopka. Before we go to Coach Brewer, of course, I want to let you know that Blue Darter Sports Central is brought to you by Frogger's Grill and Bar. Frogger's, hopping with food and fun, with locations in Apopka, Altamont Springs, Mount Dora, and Oviedo, and by Florida Door Solutions. The high school ball players and their dedicated coaches that you hear on Blue Darter Sports Central are supported by Florida Door Solutions. Do you have garage door problems? Florida Door Solutions has your solution. And you can get them at 866-FLA-DOOR. That's 866-FLA-DOOR. Now let's go to Coach Bobby Brewer, baseball coach of Apopka Blue Darter Baseball. Little Bob, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, man, it's always fun.
You know, and just like I know that you, with you and a lot of guys, every time I see baseball season rolling around, I get a little burst of adrenaline and really get excited, and I'm excited about your season this year. If I'm not mistaken, you've already actually begun to play some preseason games. Can you just kind of bring us up to date and let us know what's happening right now with Blue Darter Baseball?
We had two preseason games this past week. We went over to TFA and we're going to be playing a spring break tournament over there also in March. So we like to go over there and kind of get our, you know, because our field's all AstroTurf. So get us kind of accustomed to that. But now we play two schools over there. We play Lake Nona and we play TFA himself. We won one and we lost one. But we saw some things that we did good and we saw some things that we need to make some improvements on. And we went back to work today and made those adjustments. And we start Monday, actually. We start over at Lake Brantley. We play at Lake Brantley at 6 o'clock in a little tournament, the Big Blue Classic, I think is what it's called over there, Bonanza or something like that. But we're going to be over there next week playing in that. We'll play three games out of that over there. And we feel good about ourselves right now. We think we're going to go over there and compete.
No, absolutely. That's very exciting and a great way to begin the season. Now, the first game, that 6 o'clock game on Monday, the 19th, will that game be versus Lake Brantley?
Yes. It'll be the first time that we've played Lake Brantley since I've been back over there in the regular season. And we've matched up with them in the district championship the last 2 years. Ball didn't go our way in the last 2 years. We lost both times in the walk-off, so that's been heartbreaking for us. But we get a chance to go over there Monday and get a chance. You know, it's always fun to play them. It's always fun to play your rivals. You know, and us and Lake Brantley, we've been playing baseball for a long time.
No, absolutely. I always get excited to play them. It's always exciting. The opening day is always exciting regardless, but it always gives a little extra burst of adrenaline to see Brantley on the schedule. I'm really happy to see that they're back on the regular season schedule. And as you said, playing them for a long time, we opened with them my sophomore year and my junior year. And my sophomore year was the very first Apopka Lake Brantley game, so that goes back a few years.
A long time ago.
And both of those games I just mentioned were very memorable, and we won't even get into the details of why. But anyway, that it's a great rivalry, and I'm excited about the game coming up this Monday. Now. And, friends, we're speaking with Bobby Brewer. He's the head baseball coach for Apopka. Regular season begins Monday at Lake Brantley, 6 p.m. Now, can you tell us what are your expectations coming into the season? If I'm not mistaken, your first year back at Apopka and your first year as head coach was that 2020 season, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you've had winning seasons every single year. Can you what kind of team do you expect this year in terms of, you know, tell us a little bit about the nature, the character of the team, and your expectations for the season?
Well, actually, the way we've kind of come in and we've done the program is that we give ourselves a chance every year to have some older kids in the program, you know, and just the way we kind of work it with our, you know, our junior varsity team and to our varsity team, and the way we bring them up and develop and stuff. So we're never really a young team, but we have a ball club this year that doesn't have a lot of varsity experience, but we think that we have an opportunity to be a good ball club. We got a couple kids back, you know, that really had good years last year. Brady Robinson, Cody McKinley, and we got some pitching with Brady and Alejandro. Both of them are seniors, and we got some good young arms that do well for us at the junior varsity level last year. I'd say in the two games that we've played, I really like the way we've played defense. I think that's something that we just didn't do a very good job of last year at times. And to win baseball games, I'm a big believer in the pitching and defense like everybody else is. But, you know, pitching, defense, and timely hitting, that's kind of how you win this thing. And we seem to have all those ingredients here. The only problem we have is, like I said again, just a lack of varsity experience, but they're working hard at it, and I don't think we looked out of place at all in the two games that we played this spring. I mean, in the preseason. So hopefully we'll come in there Monday and be ready to step out there and do the things that we're capable of doing.
Friends, we're glad you're joining us on Blue Water Sports Central. Right now, we're speaking with Bobby Brewer. He's the head baseball coach for the Apopka Blue Water Baseball. And, you know, Bob, you know, I just kind of ask you a question. I seem to ask this question to every coach that I talk to, both on and off the air, the last couple of years. And, you know, well, first of all, you've got a phenomenal resume in the game of baseball, as we talked about, going all the way back to your days as a player, sophomore starter at Apopka for Coach Pete Dunn, played on some great teams at Apopka. Then, of course, you were a longtime assistant coach during the Sonny Wise years. Then, of course, you were the head coach of the Apopka Little League team that were United States of America champions, played in the Little League World Series. So, I mean, your resume is phenomenal in the game of baseball. And you know, as would be expected, you know, things have changed over the years. However, in regards to high school baseball, you know, I would say in high school sports in general, across the board, things have changed dramatically in the last few years. Can you speak to that and some of the challenges, you know, that you have to deal with, you and all the other high school coaches in all sports, especially baseball, kind of have to deal with now that you didn't have to, when you got started?
I would probably say the fact that there's more high schools now than there were back then, and so the kids are going all over the place to go play ball now. You used to keep all your homegrown talent right there in your backyard. We don't really have that now. I mean, we lose some kids to two or three different schools every year, just not because they leave, but because it's just where they're zoned, where their district's at. Also, I really feel like the travel ball stuff has, in a way, it's hurt and helped high school baseball. I mean, I think the kids play year round pretty much now. All the ones that take this thing serious to play it year round, but you know, travel ball is a lot different than high school ball. High school ball, we're playing for pride. You're playing for, you know, you're playing for your area. You're playing for your school. You're playing for the name on your chest. And with the travel ball, again, it's just they're going out and trying to get showcased and looked at. So hopefully they'll get picked up by a college or a college team or a professional team if they're that good. So sometimes when you bring them back into the high school mode, the atmosphere there and stuff like that, you kind of have to reprogram them again to, you know, remind everybody that, hey, man, we're all one team, because all you guys go play on different teams everywhere. So now we got to bring everybody back to one team and, you know, one mindset. And I think that's probably sometimes the most difficult thing to do. But we've been fortunate since, you know, like I said, I've been back now 5 years at Apopka. We've been very successful. We've had a winning season every year. We won 20 ball games a couple times now in the last 4 years. And so we feel like we're going on the right path with our guys. So we'll tee it up Monday and get after these guys. And we got a really tough schedule this year. The schedule's a little bit harder than it was last year. We kind of put everything together so we can play good people. And it's good because Central Florida baseball, I think, is probably as good a baseball as there is in the state of Florida.
No, thanks for sharing that insight. And I'll just add my two cents about the travel ball, and I'll just alert everybody up front that I, you know, am more of a critic of travel ball than a supporter of it. And I guess that's just my old school perspective. I seem to have an old school perspective on pretty much everything. But and as you said, I guess there are some benefits to it. But one of the things that concerns me that you addressed, and it concerns me, has potential, I think, to affect Apopka more dramatically than maybe some other schools, and that is that fact that you just said. You know, the travel ball teams are essentially all star teams. You know, kids are drawn from all over. You know, all towns, all parts of Central Florida or whatever. And they don't identify, as a result of that, they're not identifying with their specific town or their specific school. And one of the things that's characterized Apopka Blue Garter baseball, I mean, maybe for close to 100 years, I mean, at least the last 50 or 60 years, from everybody that I talk to, is that fact that you're playing for the name on the front of your jersey. It means something to play Apopka Blue Garter baseball. My point is that I think that the point that you made is well taken, and I think that that's one thing where the travel ball, you know, presents a big challenge. I appreciate the way that you're addressing it, and I'm sure that you're better equipped to handle that than pretty much anybody in the state.
Well, all I know is that, like I said again, it is anywhere we go. People know who we are. People know Apopka baseball. They know APK. They know the Blue Darters, and that goes for really, to be honest with you, in this sense of Florida area. A lot of almost all our sports at Apopka High School are successful, and we bring a great crowd with us everywhere we go. The people are awesome. The community is so supportive of everything that we do. I'll say it used to probably be worse. I mean, as far as when I say worse, I mean, it's like, I mean, we used to could almost come in and just take over everybody's stadium with the people that we could bring with us. But, and you know, it's not quite that way like it used to be, but at the same time, we're still very proud to be from Apopka. Anybody who wears that Blue Dart uniform is proud to be from Apopka.
Absolutely, and we're from my perspective, we're definitely blessed to have you as the head coach, especially with your tradition and your legacy within the program. Well, Bob, we're up on a break now. Would you be able to stay with us a few more minutes here?
Sure.
That's great.
I can do that.
Friends, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue to speak with Coach Bobby Brewer. He's the head baseball coach for Apopka Blue Darter Baseball. Blue Darters begin their season opener on the road at Lake Brantley, Monday the 19th, 6 p.m. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on Blue Darter Sports Central, sponsored by Frogger's Grill and Bar. Hopping with food and fun.
You're listening to a special Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams, brought to you by Frogger's Grill and Bar. Before or after the game, with the freshest food in town, Apopka, Altamont Springs, Oviedo, and Mount Dora. Shelley's Environmental Services, locally owned septic and environmental service. They're there when you need them. Community Health Center, healthcare for the whole family. Florida Door Solutions, Central Florida's number one for garage door design and repair. And Seabreeze Pool Service, honesty, integrity, and quality. Call them today. Don't go away. More great sports talk coming up with Roger Franklin Williams and Blue Darter Sports Central. Frogger's Grill and Bar is the place to be before and after the game, or anytime, for Frogger's neighborhood atmosphere, featuring fresh, never frozen Black Angus burgers and wings, including Frogger's famous hand-breaded boneless wings. Frogger's has been your scratch kitchen since 1987. Frogger's Grill and Bar, everywhere you are, in Apopka, Oviedo, Altamont Springs, and Mount Dora. Your local neighborhood grill and bar. Your headquarters for March Madness, Orlando Magic, and Major League Baseball. Not a bad seat in the house, the best burgers, and more TVs than ever. Frogger's.
Shelley's Environmental Services is Central Florida's environmentally friendly solid waste disposal and septic tank company. Shelley's Environmental Services has served Central Florida by taking waste to recycle and reuse for over 30 years. You and your family can feel good about having Shelley's experienced team of licensed, insured, and state-certified experts working for you. Shelley's Environmental Services is a family-owned, local company serving our community since 1985. Find out more at Shelley's Septic Tank. Thanks.com.
Since 1972, Community Health Centers has been providing quality and affordable health care for Central Florida, offering pediatrics, family medicine, OBGYN, dental, and pharmacy. And they are here to be the medical and dental home for you and your entire family. For your convenience, Community Health Centers even offers Saturday and evening hours. Community Health Centers accepts Medicaid, Medicare, private insurances, and offers a sliding discount program based on family size and income. Visit them at chcfl.org for more information. That's chcfl.org.
Hi, it's me again. Does your garage door still have the blues? Making those late night noises? Won't shut when you back out, no matter how many times you try? Well, it's time to get rid of those garage door blues with Florida Door Solutions. They fix, repair, replace, install, create, design, and upgrade garage doors and garage door openers. Garage doors don't like to have the blues. You need to call Florida Door Solutions. They can upgrade your garage door with the latest state-of-the-art system from LiftMaster with the exclusive gateway accessory. Call Florida Door Solutions at 866-FLA-DOOR. Florida Door Solutions has the reputation for doing the job right the first time, every time. They're Central Florida's headquarters for the best garage door and entry gate products from Clopay, Overhead Door, LiftMaster, and more. Don't leave that shiny new SUV sitting out in the driveway. And besides, we know who's driving that SUV. Score some points and get rid of those garage door blues with Florida Door Solutions. That's 866-FLA-DOOR. Or take a tour online at fladoor.com.
In Florida, unusually cold weather can make for an uncomfortable and sleepless night. Floridians know one day it's 80, the next it can be in the 40s. Make sure your heat works when you need it. Call Sunshine Heating and Air for their winter weather checkup. A full-service maintenance special for just $69. This thorough 90-minute deep clean and tune-up will make sure your unit is ready for hot or unseasonably cold Florida weather. Call Sunshine Heating and Air today. 407-282-6885. Online at sunshineheatingandair.com. License number CAC 181-6975.
It's Blue Darter Sports Central. Now, here's Roger.
Welcome back to Blue Darter Sports Central. Roger Franklin Williams, the program that brings you uplifting stories of achievement by Apopka High School ballplayers, coaches, and alumni. Of course, it's all brought to you by Community Health Centers. Community Health Centers has been providing quality, affordable health care to the citizens of Central Florida for now over 50 years. And by Seabreeze Pools, honesty, integrity, quality, Seabreeze Pools. We're speaking with head baseball coach, Coach Bobby Brewer. Blue Darters opened the season on the road at Lake Brantley this coming Monday, February 19th, 6 p.m. start. And, Bob, you know, speaking of that history and tradition of the Blue Darter baseball program, and you are a big part of it, I would like to ask you, you know, as we've talked about before, but I think you know, one of the extraordinary things about your experience and your resume is that during your high school career, where you started, you know, for 3 years at first base, you played for three different coaches, and those three different coaches are three of the outstanding coaches, not only in the state of Florida, but in America. And I'm talking about your sophomore year. You played for Coach Pete Dunn, of course, better known for his record-breaking career, 36 years at Stetson University as head coach. After that, you played for Coach Chip Gerke. You know, of course, more people associate Gerke more with football at Apopka than baseball, but he actually was a head baseball coach for a year. And then your senior year, Sonny Wise, who in his own right is a coaching legend. Can you just share a little bit about that? I mean, that was extraordinary to have those three coaches of that quality. It's extraordinary to have that in a whole career, but to have three guys like that as your head coach in high school, can you just share a little bit about it?
Actually, I was very fortunate. I mean, I actually had played a lot of baseball up until getting towards you know, my high school days and stuff, and I just didn't play Little League baseball like everybody else. So when I started playing, I started late, and I actually found out that I was halfway decent at it, and then of course I came along one of my first coaches that I had was Jug Anderson, who actually, I don't know if you know John Anderson, the country and western singer, but it was his father actually that coached me my first time and taught me so much about baseball. Jug was a hell of a baseball player himself, and then I was fortunate enough to go into the high school and went out for varsity baseball. I went out for baseball. Next thing I know, I'm on the varsity team. And I'm playing for, you know, Pete Dunn. And again, I never played for Pete Dunn before. So coming out there and listening to him and watching how he went about business, the biggest thing that I get from Pete, that I got from Pete was just be professional. Always be professional. We had to look a certain way. Our shoes had to be polished. Uniform had to look perfect, but he would just, everything was always be professional and hard work, and I got that from him, and then I played for Chip Gerke, but I played football for Chip at the same time I played baseball, and what I got from Chip was real simple. Chip was just a bulldog. He was aggressive, a bulldog type kind of guy, so he made you go out there and be a bulldog, and you know, it wasn't about backing up from nobody. It was always, if someone was ready to, you know, want to fight you, then you fall back. And so I kind of got my aggressiveness more from him, probably. And then Sonny came along, and Sonny taught me the kind of, as they say, the X and O's of the game. You know, we did a lot of stuff with first and third bunt defenses, cutoffs, certain ways to do pickoffs, things that I'd never seen before. We did a lot of that. More up-to-date stuff that he got from the Dodgers organization because he was a big Dodger fan. So I got a chance to see all of that from those guys. And but the one thing that all of them had in common, though, was all of them had a passion for the game. All of them, you know, out there every day and would build into you. If you want to be good at this, you got to outwork everybody. And that's what I took from it, and that's how I coach myself.
Thank you for sharing and great, great insights. And, you know, that's really something that you've got that I think is very unique. Now, I was personally had the good fortune to play for actually two of those guys, for Pete Dunn and for Chip Gerke along the way, too. And, yeah, I can definitely speak that those guys were just absolutely outstanding coaches, and you did a great job of sharing just a little bit about what they taught and the example that they set. I am glad you mentioned Coach Jug Anderson. You know, he was the I'm dating myself a lot here, but I actually played in the very first. I was fortunate to be in the very first year that Apopka had Little League in 1968. When the official, now we'd had youth baseball before. Somebody always brings that up, but this is the officially sanctioned Little League. And we came to Apopka in 1968. I was 10 years old, and Coach. I was on the Cardinals, and Coach Jug Anderson was the coach of the Yankees. And over yeah. over the course of those 3 years, they were our rival, our huge rival team. And you talk, we're going to talk about history. I mean, I could talk for hours about some of the games we had against the Yankees. Donnie Kirkland was their best player back in the day. But anyway, so I'm so happy you mentioned Coach Jug Anderson. And of course, he is a true legend. He was a pitcher for Apopka High School back when they were going to the state tournament, and he has set you know, tons of records as a pitcher back in the 1930s. But one thing, two more things about Coach Jug Anderson. One is, he had a true love of the game and teaching the game, and he didn't care whether you played for him or not. He would instruct us kids, you know, in the fundamentals of the game, and that was something that always made an impression on me.
Yeah.
This guy loves the game so much, he doesn't care if I'm on the other team. He wants to help me get better.
that's the way Jug was, man. I'll tell one quick story about Jug. All I remember, he worked out at UCF at that time, and when I first started playing baseball, you know, I played for Jug, and I remember we used to hit right across the front, the street right in front of his house. He would drive up in that old Jeep, and he'd have his rubber work boots on all the way up to his knees. He'd walk out there in that field, and he would throw us teenage boys batting practice. And now we were teenage boys. Now he was up in age at that time, right? But if he didn't want us to hit it, we didn't hit it. That's all I can tell you. If he didn't want you to hit it, you didn't hit it. And but he taught us how so much about baseball. But he also told the stories. I used to just love listening to the stories. It was incredible how much baseball and how much knowledge this man had.
And he's an example of the kind of influence that we had growing up in Apopka, and that's the reason that Apopka baseball is the way it is now, literally. And we've only got a few seconds here, but I got to share this with you, Bob, and friends as well. You mentioned John Anderson, the country music singer, who's, you know, of course, Jug Anderson's son. John Anderson was the pitcher on the very first youth baseball team I ever played on. Now, this wasn't official Little League. It was a Apopka Recreation Summer League. But John Anderson was our pitcher on the very first team I ever played on. So, and the only comment I'll have there is he made the wise choice to choose music as his career.
That'll work.
Well, Bob, Coach Bob Brewer, thank you for joining us. It's been great. It's always great to talk to you, and especially tonight.
Well, thank you.
Well, guys, friends, thank you for joining us on Blue Darter Sports Central. Hope you've enjoyed the program. I want to give a shout-out to our producer, Jeff, and, of course, our sponsors, Frogger's Grill and Bar, Shelley's Environmental Services, Community Health Centers, Seabreeze Pools, and, of course, Florida Door Solutions. Stay tuned to Charlie Kirk coming up right now. Thanks for joining us and have a wonderful weekend.
AM 950, FM 94.9.